Dvar Halacha in Chodesh Aldol is Thursday night, or Yom Vav Kislev, Tavshanayin Hay. If you're putting spices or seasonings into food on Shabbos, a hot food, and many times, often, the thing you're putting in was cooked already. That's the way it was manufactured, that it was cooked already. The Mishnah Brura seems to paskin, or to suggest, that you should not put it into a kli rishon if it melts, if it dissolves. Because if you're putting something solid that was cooked already into a kli rishon, but it's a soup, let's say, and it dissolves. So some shitas hold that if it dissolves, it has a din of a liquid, not of a solid. So even though in a solid you'd say ein bishul achar bishul, but in a liquid we don't say ein bishul achar bishul, or at least we're machmir to say yesh bishul achar bishul. And so some say that if your solid, let's say pepper, salt, sugar, face, that if it dissolves into it a liquid, then it has a din of a liquid. So you shouldn't put it into a kli rishon. You can put it into a kli sheni, but you should be machmir not to put it into a kli rishon. So if you have, let's say, sugar or salt or whatever, it's cooked already, but you shouldn't put it into soup or coffee, according to this. There's a Mishnah Berurah Paskins, a person should be machmir not to put it into a kli rishon, only into a kli sheni, even if it was cooked already. Okay. Chavis Halavis, we're learning Shara Yichud, is up to the fifth shiur in Shara Yichud proper. We're up to the fifth parak, because we're doing like a parak a day. Now, the fifth parak now is already what we call philosophy. Mamish. He says, to prove that Hashem, that there is a Borei Olam, that the world didn't always exist, that it has a Borei who made it, he says three premises. This is in Parak Chamishi. This is already from Rav Sadia Gaon. This is the philosophical proofs. Just to say it over, he says three. Perek Hamishi says three premises. One is that something cannot have created itself, and he proves that logically, because when did it exist to have created itself? Right? We smile when we say it, but something can't create itself. The second proof, it has to do with the nature of something finite and infinity, and we won't go into it. He just shows that something finite, by definition, has to have had a beginning, and it had to have started somewhere. So, and you say, well, what started it? And the third premise of Perek Hamishi is that something that's a composite, that's made up of many different pieces, can't have always existed. Obviously, and you say obviously, because the pieces had to exist before the thing existed. So you'll say, okay, that's very nice, but if you put that into a mix and you follow the proofs the way they sat and proved things, so the bottom line is that there's a Borei Olam and he created the world. You go through the proofs and you'll see if something can't create itself, etc., etc. It's like it's a myth. If anybody remembers myth, when they used to learn the real myth, not the new myth. So you prove something, sort of like you prove it because you have this theorem is true and this theorem is true and this theorem is true, and then you prove it because it'll come out if it's not true, and then there'll be a steerer to that original principle that's given as a truth. So in Perek Hamishi, he proves these three things. He doesn't go through the proof yet that he does in the next Perek. How that will, there's a principle, a thing can't be in two places at the same time. Okay, so we accept that is true. Then you say, okay, I'm going to prove that I wasn't in Yerushalayim last night. We're learning now in Shmaitzah, but Eidim Zayimim. I'm going to prove I couldn't have been in Yerushalayim last night, or somebody's going to prove I couldn't have been in Yerushalayim last night, because I was in Beit Shemesh last night, so I can't. And we said that a thing can't be in two places at the same time. So even though I didn't really prove that I wasn't in Yerushalayim last night, but because I proved I was in Beit Shemesh last night, and we accept the principle that you can't be in two places at the same time, so in effect, that's proof that I wasn't in Yerushalayim last night. So that's the nature of the proof that he's proving that there's a Borei Olam, So in this perek, he says the three principles, and in the next perek, he goes about saying the proof. But the principles are a thing can't create itself. The nature of something finite is that it has to have a beginning. That's the first beginning of all the other beginnings, of all the other, first cause, we'll call it. And a composite can't be infinite, can't have always existed by definition of what a composite is. Okay.